Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 9th day of June. Hope everyone enjoyed the 98th Caboolture Show on the weekend at the Caboolture Showgrounds. All sports headlines around Australia, Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, all the same with tennis. Carlos Alcaraz stuns Jannik Sinner with an all-time comeback to win the French Open men's singles after the reigning champion rallied from the brink of defeat to overcome world number one in a final that was a game for the ages. So let's start with the tennis, with the French Open. Of course, at Roland Garros, women's singles on Saturday night, 21-year-old American Coco Gauff defeated number one seed Aryna Sabalenka in three to claim her first title on clay and her second major title, becoming the first American to win the crown since Serena Williams in 2015. And in the men's singles final last night, one of the greatest ever comebacks, Carlos Alcaraz, he defeated Jannik Sinner when the game went for about 6 hours. And it was a phenomenal men's singles final, longest ever played at Roland Garros. So well done to the reigning champion who won it in five sets. In the junior girls, Gold Coast Emerson Jones, she lost her semi-final to eventual winner Austrian Lily Tager. Well done to Emerson on making the semi-final. Next up, of course, will be the grass court tournament lead-ups to Wimbledon, which will start at the end of the month. Bring it on is all I can say. We'll go to Rugby League, and of course the big news this morning is that State of Origin Game 2, the Maroons squad has been announced, with inspirational captain Daly Cherry-Evans replaced by Tom Dearden. Kirk Capewell, Big Red, Corey Horsberg from the Raiders, Jack Howarth and Ezra Mann have been added to the 20-man squad, with DCE and Bo Fermor both omitted. So DCE, 26 State of Origin games, captain the Queensland side since 2019. New captain will be announced later this morning at training on the Sunshine Coast. So changing of the guard there for the Queensland State of Origin. In Rugby Union, Super Rugby on Friday night, the Crusaders defeated the Queensland Reds 32-12 in Christchurch, meaning that the Reds are now out of the finals. The Crusaders scored 27 unanswered points to start the game. The Reds just couldn't recover. Next Friday night, the Crusaders will take on the Blues and the Chiefs will take on the ACT Brumbies, two winners straight to the Super Rugby Grand Final. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union on the weekend, round six, Caloundra defeated Noosa, Maroochydore defeated Wynnum, and the University defeated Caboolture 61-5 in the men's A grade. Ouch. The senior women, Caboolture had a bye, but they're second on the ladder. Let's hope they can continue their good form there. In motorsport, all the supercars are in Perth on the weekend. Round five at Wanneroo, Brock Feeney first, Matt Payne second, and 44-year-old veteran James Courtney third. Next up, the Darwin Triple Crown. Then the Formula One's round 10 next weekend. They'll be in Canada with Oscar Piastri still leading on 186 points in the Drivers' Championship from fellow teammate Lando Norris on 176. Well, listeners, we'll go to a short break. After the break, we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And listeners, in swimming, the Australian swimming trials commence in Adelaide today, and the performances will help determine the swimmers who will represent Australia at the World Aquatic Championships next month in Singapore. Good luck to all competitors, and looking forward to seeing some of our emerging swimming talent in operation and performance there. Just going back to the rugby league, of course, the NRL round 14, the Storm defeated the Cowboys. Dolphins 56 defeated the Dragons 6, 10 tries to 1. And the Broncos returned to winning form, defeating the Titans 44-14 in Adam Reynolds' 300th game, back on the winning list. Cowboys will take on the Dolphins and the Titans will take on the Eagles next weekend. The Broncos will have a bye. There was a bye in the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, but big news from the weekend was the 47th Battalion Championships held in Bundaberg, and the Sunshine Coast Falcons, the men retained their title, defeating Bundaberg 18-4 in the final. The women, unfortunately, they lost to the Clydesdales in their third grand final, 26-4. And in the Queensland Cup, the Falcons defeated the Capras. The Dolphins defeated the Hunters 50-16 yesterday in Port Moresby. Josh Jones, a try and 7 goals. Not a bad performance there from him. In the netball, Super Netball Round 9, Battle of the Bruce, the Sunshine Coast defeated the Firebirds 76-62 to make it 7 straight for the Lightning. Courtney Bruce dominated in her 150th National League game, finishing with 8 gains and 13 deflections, while Liz Watson was the outstanding player for the Lightning on the court. The Firebirds, well, their losing streak is now 7, their worst start in 20 years. In the Super Series below that, the Sapphire Series, round 1 yesterday, Kedron 64 defeated the Moreton Bay City Pulse 43. That was their inaugural game. And Brisbane South Wildcats defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder in their match there. In basketball, the NBA Finals, of course, are on at the moment with Indiana and Oklahoma City. Indiana leading 1-0 in the best of 7. Queensland State League, they had a bye yesterday in the men's and women's. Next Friday, Moreton Bay will take on the Sunshine Coast Phoenix. Local derby at Morrowfield should be fantastic there. In the football soccer, well, the Socceroos defeated Japan 1-0 in Perth last Thursday. They now take on Saudi Arabia in Jeddah on Wednesday. Barring a loss of more than 5 points, the Socceroos will qualify for the 2026 World Cup. Good luck to the Socceroos there. In the Football Queensland Premier League Division 1, the men, Caboolture 7 defeated Logan 0. His man Ferrano, 2 goals there, 5th on the ladder. The women, they had a bye round. And in the AFL, Adelaide defeated the Lions in a surprise win on Friday night in Adelaide, and that was 68-63. Saturday, Geelong defeated Gold Coast 61-37 in a low-scoring game, and it was Gold Coast's 9th loss against Geelong. The round concludes today with Melbourne Collingwood at the MCG, and of course it's Big Freeze Day. And don't forget, of course, there's still one more NRL game to go later today. We'll see the Bulldogs up against the Eels. Should be some great football in the afternoon. Enjoy your sport. Have a great week, listeners, and look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.